Hello and welcome to the Banking on Digital Growth podcast. This is Audrey Cannata, operations lead here at the Digital Growth Institute. And today we are going to be talking website secret shopping. And joining me today, of course, is James Robert Lay.
Audrey, it is so good to share time with you.
Absolutely. James Robert, before we get started into talking website secret shopping studies, what's going well for you, personally or professionally?
What is going well for me? I just got back from doing a all-day annual strat session with a financial brand that we have been coaching, guiding, advising for the last 7+ years. And if I think back to where this organization started to where they are today, every year they make continuous progress, and it's proven progress. And to think about the confidence that this team has, it's, I would say, it's just rooted in one thing. They do create the space. They do create the time to pause, to review, to reflect of where they have been. And in the context of today's conversation about website secret shopping studies, that was one of the early steps they took. And maybe we'll dive into that story here in just a bit, because it was an eye-opening and maybe even a little bit of a painful experience for them. But they were able to make the best of it. They were able to transform their obstacles into opportunities. And then they just created the habit to keep doing that over the last 7 years.
Yeah. And we will get into that story later, because this organization really has been committed to ongoing learning and education and leveling up. And, you know, even in the few 3-4 years that I've been back, I have seen such a beautiful transformation on this team. And I know you have been working with them, you know, for twice as long. So website secret shopping, James Robert, we are going to dive into this today. This is a topic that you and I are very familiar with, but the more and more conversations we have with others, this is not a very well-known thing or well-known practice. So why do you think that is? Where is this lack of, go ahead.
It's not well-known. 92% of financial brands have never secret shopped their website. That was some of the research that we found back in 2019, 2020, whenever I wrote Banking on Digital Growth. Take that, update that for today, 3-4 years later, and it's around 85 to 90% of financial brands have never secret shopped their website. And you ask, why? Why don't they? And I would say the biggest one, it's a lack of awareness into the strategic importance of facilitating not just one website secret shopping study, but doing them on a quarterly basis. So it's a lack of knowledge, it's a lack of awareness, it's a lack of perspective.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's from what I've seen in the conversations I've had, it's, this isn't really a known thing, which I know for us, it's kind of that curse of knowledge where we see it, we've seen the value in it, and we tend to forget sometimes that there's not a lot of awareness around. I mean, I think I know many of us understand secret shopping and the physical branches and different businesses, but it's not just going on the website and looking at it from aesthetics, and it's actually more so the experience that we're looking at, right?
It is. And it's interesting when you talk about this idea of awareness or a lack of awareness and having the conversations that you have. Sometimes people, I didn't even know we could do that. Never really even thought about that before.
Right.
So it's this whole new thought pattern, number one. But number two, yeah, we've secret shopped our website. Really? That's fantastic, because you're one of the few percentage of financial brands that has done that. Tell me about the methodology. What was that experience like? And then they'll go on and they'll talk about, well, we built this new website a couple of years ago, and before we launched it, we had our internal team go through the pages and make sure that everything was linked up. So yeah, we've secret shopped our website.
Exactly. Yeah.
But there's something deeper back to your point. This is really looking at this objectively through the lens of prospective account holders and not even current account holders. I think it's important that we make the distinction here between where the perspective is gained through facilitating website secret shopping studies. Because yeah, you could go to your internal team, but there's definitely no objective perspective there. Okay. You could go to your current account holders, but the problem with that is they're already familiar with just the brand. So they already have an inherent bias to the brand experience, positive or negative. And that's one of the reasons that when we facilitate these website secret shopping studies, we're always looking for prospective account holders that fit into an ideal demographic, an ideal persona, an ideal market segment, because they're the ones who are going to tell the truth.
Yeah, 100%. So the other day you and I were having a conversation around website secret shopping, and you used an analogy. You likened it to finding opportunity through these studies will feel like finding gold or buried treasure without the pain of actually having to dig in the sand without a map. And then you had a movie reference that you tied this along to. Yeah. Unpack that for us.
So one of the movies that I watched over and over as a kid, and then now my four kids are watching this movie from the 1980s, the classic, The Goonies.
And I was forced to watch it.
You were forced to watch it? Yeah. Yes. Okay. That makes perfect sense. So there's a matter of perspective here once again. And I remember watching that and thinking, how fun would it be to go on an adventure to find buried treasure, in the case of the Goonies, treasure on this hidden pirate ship in a cave. One-Eyed Willie was the pirate. And he had this ship of treasure. Well, my kids have also been watching another one, Swiss Family Robinson. Well, and while there's no treasure there, you have a family, they get stranded on an island. They don't have a map. They kind of have to just make it up as they go along. When it comes to website secret shopping studies and why it feels like finding buried treasure without a map, think about it. If I was to say, I have hidden $1 billion in gold coin somewhere in the Caribbean, I guarantee you would get people working, trying to find that treasure.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. And it would go viral and people would document it. But there's a problem. I've just said, hey, here's kind of the general context. Go find it. And think about what happens when we build these websites for banks and credit unions. What happens? We have the best of intentions, but we're trying to find buried treasure without a map. Who's the map when it comes to optimizing website experiences? That map is found in the minds of, once again, prospective account holders.
The experience.
Exactly. Because they're going to tell you exactly how your website shopping experience for a key product line makes them feel. Do they feel confused? Do they feel frustrated? Do they feel like they have clarity? Do they feel like they can take the next steps forward to apply with confidence? And based upon what they share through their experience, they're giving you a map to optimize your website, which in return will show you where you're losing millions, if not tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars in loans and deposits because of things that you don't see. So you have buried treasure hidden. You just don't have the map of knowing where to find that until you go and you start asking people how they feel when shopping for a product on your website. And when they tell you, the good news of all of this is you don't have to go out and build an entirely new website. You just have to focus on optimizing a particular product line's buying journey. And the result, the payoff of that, it really is millions, if not tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars in new loans and deposits that are refound, recaptured.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's so important that you touched on the point that this doesn't have to be an entire website overhaul. And I've had multiple conversations in the last week with people who are looking at a new website in 2024. And we're talking about secret shopping. And I cannot tell you the relief on their faces. And I can just feel it in the room, or the Zoom room for that matter, when I say, look, here's the great thing. This is one product line, one or two optimizations at a time. You're slowly making these micro changes that are going to have these long-term benefits. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. In fact, you know, it's like, think of it as just this ongoing maintenance, if you will. And you can liken it to maybe exercise or fitness. You know, losing 20 pounds sounds like a very challenging thing to do, and it's going to take forever. And it's, it can feel overwhelming, but going to the gym for 30 minutes a day, that's manageable. That's something that I can tackle and commit to every single day. And if we just focus on getting to the gym for that 20, 25 minutes and not the end result, I think that's where we see that commitment and that payoff. And we've worked with organizations who've committed to doing this, and we've seen the benefits.
I like your analogy to fitness, and even tying this to, say, weight loss. You know, that I want to lose 20 pounds. Well, that is an outcome-based goal. Right. That's like, we need to build a new website. That's an outcome-based goal that resides somewhere far into the future with a lot of expense, a lot of time, a lot of pain even, which we've talked about the pain of building a new website through the lens of a CMO and sharing that narrative on this podcast. But this is also, it could be likened to my own personal experience. So, you know, I've talked about this very briefly on the podcast, but over a decade ago, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition. And so I go and see a rheumatologist every 90 days. Yep. And why am I going to see that rheumatologist every 90 days? For one reason: to learn, number one, get a benchmark of how my body is performing objectively, right, through quantitative markers, i.e. blood, inflammation markers in the blood. Number two, so that the doctor can get a qualitative report from me about how I'm feeling holistically as just a person. And by doing this every 90 days, we're able to optimize the treatment protocol so that I can operate at 100% performance. And I'm happy to say that over the last, you know, decade plus of dealing with this condition, my overall health and well-being continues to improve. I can only, it is a point of celebration, and I can only attribute it to the fact that we have a habit, we have a cadence of meeting once every 90 days to get an objective, qualitative and quantitative perspective of performance. This is the same type of methodology that we recommend when it comes to secret shopping websites.
Right. And it is, it's that ongoing, repeated pattern maintenance, one small micro change at a time. So let's talk about some of the challenges we see when working with financial brands. And I think the biggest one and the biggest roadblock is they just simply, you don't know what you don't know. And so not only are financial brands unaware that this website secret shopping is a thing, but they maybe lack awareness that they actually might need it, or they may actually have a problem. You know, a lot of us, if we don't do, again, back to the health, if you don't do your routine health checks and checking up, you may not realize that you have a problem until it's far too late. And so why is that? Why or what, maybe not why is that, but what would you say, what is the opportunity here for financial brands to recognize that, you know, take a step back? Well, maybe you do need an objective third party to come in and look at your situation, your website.
Right. And I think a lot of times it's the fact that we're too close to the website experience from multiple different angles. But I'll come back to this example that I was thinking about from this organization that we have been coaching, we have been guiding, we have been advising over the last 7+ years. And we've conducted at this point, well over 100 different studies for them with, you know, just different sample sizes, different points of perspective, different product lines. And come back to this idea of outcome-based goal versus action-based goal. Facilitating a quarterly website secret shopping study is a very manageable action-based goal. And this particular organization didn't know what they didn't know. In fact, they thought they had this beautiful, amazing website that they had built, they're proud of, that had
they won a bunch of awards on that site too.
They did. Right? They did. Right before we facilitated their very first study, they had just won a couple of different industry awards for their website. And so we facilitate the study, and the feedback from the market, from prospective account holders, was less than stellar. In fact, we look at an NPS metric on this, and based upon your website's, based upon your experience shopping for this particular product line on this website, would you refer this website to your friends? Would you tell your family about it? And I want to say the foundational NPS was like 3.5 out of 10.
That stung.
It did. And one of their senior leaders or chief admin officers, she basically said, and I can't relate to this. I have not had this experience myself, but she likened hearing this feedback from prospective members as feeling like a full body wax. So I've never had a full body wax. I don't know what that feels like. I can only imagine, but I understand why. I understand why that pain, why it stung, because they thought one thing, but the market thought something completely different. And there's a perspective gap.
That's the biggest thing, is when you have these expectations of we're doing great, we're doing wonderful. See the evidence here. And it not only doesn't line up, but it is drastically different. That stings. And we understand that, and we empathize with that. And I think it's important to note that these website secret shoppings, it's not, the point is not to inflict pain and discomfort at all. And that just might be sometimes just a natural side effect of having to deliver some news that is less than stellar. And we've been in some uncomfortable situations, especially when you've got those who are so tied, working so closely to the website, you know, when you're letting them know that, hey, the feedback in this certain area isn't wonderful. And you can see on their faces, you know, it's like mama bear coming out, protecting her, you know, baby cub website. And it's uncomfortable, but we're not here to, you know, we're not here to tell you these awful things. We're here to show you that there's a different perspective and experience that you may not be seeing. And it's hard, but you have to have the courage to have those, sit in those conversations. It's not easy.
Well, and I do think once you start to bubble up some of that awareness, and you gain that clarity, you're also getting some very specific recommendations on what you can do over the next 30, 60, 90 days that will immediately resolve some of the pain that these prospective members or these prospective account holders are feeling. And then as a result, start to see an increase in loans and deposits. So the payback is very quick, in many cases, it's very easy because there's just sometimes these small little tweaks that a lack of awareness. Come back to the doctor. It's like you go to the doctor and you get a checkup and you think that everything is great.
Oh, yeah.
But then the doctor comes back and gives you the results of whatever it is. And you're like, was that what I was expecting? And so there's a bit of grief to a degree. Ross Kubler's five stages of the grief. The very first one is anger.
But he gives you a plan.
Yeah. Well, a plan to take action. And I think when you are disciplined to apply that plan and take action, you can begin to turn things around very, very quickly, even with your health.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I liken this to a few months back. I was hitting the gym so hard, like thinking I'm doing great, going every single day. And I do one of those, you've done them before, those fit 3D body scans.
Yes.
Thinking I'm going to have amazing results. I step on and it's like, you've lost 2 pounds of muscle. And I'm thinking, what? There's no way, you know, and then I go and talk to the coach and tell him what's going on, my habits. And he's like, oh, what are you eating? Oh, this, this, and this. Well, there's your answer. All you have to do is eat more of X, Y, and Z. And I'm thinking, that's it. I can do that today. I can start today and make those changes and see those lasting effects. And I think a lot of the patterns that we see and that we share and the solutions, sometimes it's even uncomfortable in a sense of those in the room are thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't see that.
Yeah.
How did I not realize that, you know, for example, my CTA is in the wrong placement. And just by moving it one spot, you know, I can increase conversions by X percent. So a lot of times it's these small, tiny little things that you just don't see because you're staring at your site every single day.
Exactly. And I want to come back to the emotional response that we have observed. It does follow a predictable pattern. And I mentioned Ross Kubler before, but the very first thing, a lot of times it's denial. And while we don't always see denial pop up in the delivery, it does come up in some of the follow-up coaching calls. And then from denial, what do you get? You get anger. Like, this is not right.
Defensiveness. Yeah.
They defend. But then you start to see a shift. That's where the bargaining comes in. So they start to bargain with themselves. They start to bargain with each other. And then it's depression. Like, hey, you know what? It's okay. We've been here. We've seen this. And at this point, with 1,200 plus studies under our belt, we're still learning. We're still looking and observing new patterns. But we also see repeated patterns. And that's where we're able to say, look, we get it. We understand where you're at. You didn't know what you didn't know. That's okay. And then I think at that point, thinking about the Ross Kubler, you know, five stages of grief, they accept it. And once they accept it, that's where the action kicks in. And so this is why sometimes like website secret shopping studies couple and pair well with coaching, because you're able to move and process through some of these emotive responses that are an impediment, that they are a roadblock, that we can't take action on. And I think one of those other ones is too, is we can't afford this. Like we can't apply this thinking. And I want to stress once again, micro changes, micro actions, massive results. James Clear, if you just get 1% better, you get 1% better every day for 365 days, that has a compounding effect where you have a 37% X growth at the end of a year.
What's the idea of it's an investment. It's the investment in your future growth, your future success. So how much is that worth to you in the short term? We all have to pay some sort of a price in the moment for those long-term effects financially, whether it's with, you know, time, but you have to think of it that way. Are you willing to, okay, save this investment, but knowing in the long run, you're losing millions of dollars. Coming back to the idea of the emotions and the defensiveness and maybe a little bit of the anger. And I imagine this is probably the case for a lot of marketers out there, or those who are maybe responsible or solely responsible for their website and the design and how it's functioning. What would you say to someone who might be a little bit fearful? Like, I don't want to go through with this because what is my CEO, what is my VP going to think if it comes back with not great news or there's recommendations? Is it going to make me look bad? Because this is my job. This is what they're paying me to do. What would you say to that person? Because I imagine I would probably feel the same way.
It's funny because I was recently having almost this exact conversation in a workshop with a marketing team. And we were talking about how does marketing continue to prove the value of marketing to other internal stakeholders that might not understand the function of, we'll just say, modern marketing or digital growth for that matter. And I said, and they were very tactical with their responses. And I continuously was questioning to elevate their thinking out of the tactics into the strategy. And I said, the best way for a marketing team to continuously create value and show the value of marketing to others is to continuously identify the common pain that causes common people problems. And in this particular case, that's what these website secret shopping studies are doing. They're identifying common pain that cause prospective account holders problems, friction, frustration on a buying journey that lead to bouncing off the page, going to a competitor website, abandoning an application, and coming back to how do we deliver this news? Because, well, I'm being paid for results. I'm being paid for growth. Well, it's a matter of this is what we learned. This is where we're losing. And here's our action plan going forward. It's the action plan that is going to show, hey, we're taking this knowledge, this insight, this awareness, and we're going to be applying it over the next 30, 60, 90 days to move forward and make progress here. And as a result, it is a commitment. And as a result, we're going to continue to level up our loans and deposits.
And that's where those key quarterly secret shop, that's where the quarterly shop secret shopping studies come in, is when you do make those micro changes, you can then measure against it the next quarter and you can see the difference. You can see the growth and get that affirmation, you know, get that little bit of a dopamine hit that, hey, look what we just did. Look what we, you know, the changes that we made and how much, you know, more or how much we've improved our site because of that.
I say the other thing too, many times these website secret shopping studies, it's coming back to the doctor. That pain is secondary to other unknown factors below the surface that expand beyond the marketing team. Some of these factors go into the, we'll call it just sales or lending side of the house. Some of these factors permeate into the leadership seats. And once again, it's about bubbling up awareness into what's the problem behind the problem. It's kind of like, you know, you go to the doctor, they do basic diagnostic study, they get you some blood work, they take your vitals, blood work comes back a little bit off, which was my case when I was diagnosed with this autoimmune condition. Right. So I'm talking from personal experience here. So then you have to go in for deeper level diagnostic. That's where the MRIs come into play, some of these other diagnostic modalities, but it provides a much more clear picture into the problem behind the problem. And that creates that awareness that leads to commitment that ultimately can then result in future transformation.
Yeah. And I think just off the top of my head, one organization that we worked with, we were actually going in and doing a secret shopping study on their checking account page. And some of the biggest findings that we had through this checking account study was not even related to opening a checking account. Turns out that there was a complete break in their contact us system, where these users were not able to get in contact with anybody. And if they were, they were not getting any follow-up communication. So that, like, going in to think, okay, let's shore up our checking account experience and opening account experience, to then realize, oh my gosh, we have this massive gap in how people are communicating with us and we're following up with us, which is going to really impact the experience, because we know that you're more likely to respond to or share a negative experience. And people don't like that. People don't, you know, that is a horrible thing for somebody to not feel like they can get in contact or people aren't listening to them. And so they had to really do some really quick turnaround changes on this area.
That's a super practical example that I just want to poke on a bit further, because the most influential quote unquote source in a prospective account holder's buying journey is connecting with another human being. This is some research that came out of a study that Google did, particularly around the deposit side of the house. And Google found that connecting with another human being, whether that was in the branch, over the phone, online, through email, chat, video now, etc., that human connection had the highest propensity for influence to future conversion. And the example that you're talking about is why continuing to do quarterly studies, even reshopping a product, say a few quarters later or a year later, is important, because things change internally. And so, for example, let's say marketing is generating leads from this website. The expectation for marketing is that sales ops is supposed to be following up with these leads. Here's the SLA, the service line agreement, of follow up within, say, 6 to 12 hours. But that follow up is maybe 3 days.
If that.
5 days, if that. And we've seen this happen before, to where marketing made optimizations, but there wasn't follow through. Once again, coming to the problem behind the problem, there wasn't accountability into other areas of the organization. And as a result, marketing was having perceived success because they were moving their key performance metrics, but the bottom line wasn't really moving. And that was something for more of an internal collaboration between marketing, in this particular case, operations. So that's a fantastic point of why continuing to come back and restudy can help identify gaps that we thought were closed, but in reality, they weren't.
Exactly. Well, we are just scratching the surface on website secret shopping and just the tremendous value that it can create. Let our listeners know if what can they do if they want to learn a little bit more about website secret shopping. Where can they go next?
Well, website secret shopping studies. Just email me, jrwla@digitalgrowth.com, or email Audrey@digitalgrowth.com. And we can help determine very quickly if a website secret shopping study is a good fit for you, if it will create value. And we're going to be honest with you. If we don't think it's going to help, we'll tell you it won't help you. And we see the patterns, even within some of these discovery calls that we do. 30 days is our goal. 30 days. If we cannot find value through a website secret shopping study in 30 days or less, then the investment for that study, we refund it 100%, because it's all about value creation.
30 days or less, 30 days or less.
Exactly.
Or a refund. Thank you, James Robert. This has been a fun conversation. Shopping. I wish I was shopping right now. No,
I know. I know where your mind is.
Of course. Yeah. This has been a fun conversation talking website secret shopping.
There you go. It has been. It has been for sure. Thank you so much, Audrey. I really appreciate these conversations.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Banking on Digital Growth podcast.